But the Gemara Neisvei, Reb Shimon Amri Leimer, had Tinoikel Shabbos Rabban, for you Misagrim Pasha Yosef, the Tinoikel Shabbos Rabban used to have Cheder Friday night, and used to learn with the Rebbe, the whole Pasha used to have a Sedra then. The Koran Lor HaNer, and it says you are allowed to be Koran Lor HaNer. So you see, you are allowed to lay the Sefer Torah in front of the Ner. And the Gemara Riboy is saying Rosh HaPasha Yosef, there also. That you could read just means to check where the Pasha starts from, where the Pasha ends. But not to read say the whole Pasha. The boy is saying, another terence is, Shani Tinaikis. The reason why the Tinaikis, the children, have a heter to read in the Sefer, in front of the light, and Shabbos, Hayu the Amos Rabban Aleim. Now, Pasha, they're doing in front of the Rebbe, and they're afraid of the Rebbe, so we're not afraid they'll come to move the wick on Shabbos. Because the Talmud in front of his Rebbe doesn't do anything unless his Rebbe gives him a shus. At least that's the way the kids were, the Zman HaGemara. Rashi, famous rabbin Alein Tap Rashi, ain't poished in yad, they don't even move their hands. Lashum dover, v'afilu b'chol el api rabbin. Even in the middle of the weekday, they will not go out of their seat or do anything unless the Rebbe gave them a shus. So about they have Amos Rabban Olav, for them it's mutter on Shabbos to lane from the Sefer on Friday night. We're not afraid that they'll be matel, they'll move the Sefer. He's not afraid of the Rebbe. Chazan's not afraid. If they learn the same thing, it would be the same thing, it would be mutter. You have to say it's somewhere different, they're doing different in Yonim. They're holding by Shishi, and he wants to look at Shani now, Shlishi. The same thing, you're right, it'll be Mutter. Right, the Kiyotze boy, Lo Yoichel HaZav Im HaZav. Mishnah says, another Hachokka they made, that a Zav and a Zavah shouldn't eat together, Mishum Hergel HaZavah. Maybe they'll come to have Tashmish. And a Zavah, she's like a leader, she's a chorus. So they shouldn't eat together unless they have shon hekerim. Mar Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Weiner, bo v'rol ad heichen pirutza tarah b'Yisrael. Lashon pirutza means how shtak, how choshev. Drashi pirutza means gevura, gavra. I mean how strong they were in this inyan, how makba they were upon tarah b'Yisrael. Drashi perats the yom of akedma. Shleishanina lo yoichel torim atomik. So the more why? The Mishnah didn't have to say lo yoichal ha'torim atmeya. Didn't have to say a man shouldn't eat with his wife when she's a neder. But that was treated, that they didn't do. It's about they're afraid that the man is Torah, and the man had Gemara, they used to eat everything but Tayram, so they wouldn't eat with the same place their wife ate when she was a neder, because whatever she touches became tamei, and they wanted to eat but Tayram. So pshita or Torah would not eat with the tamei. Ella, what does the Mishnah have to say? Chiddush lo yoichal azav im azava. Even though the husband is also a Zav, he's also Tamei, so I stand eating the food that's Tamei. It's muti him now to eat Tumah, because anything he eats is Tamei. Still, the Mishnah says they shouldn't eat together. Without a Heker, Mifnei Hergel Aveira. Because we're afraid that they'll become ruggle, come close to one another, and maybe they'll have Tashmish together. Therefore, they shouldn't eat together. Eating together here means Avada without Hachoka, without or at least some type of Hekera. Allah this brought down here with neither also. When wife is a neither, you eat together on a table, you're supposed to have some heker there, some shinui on the table that reminds you to know she's a neither, and you wouldn't come with a hergel aveirah. But without any shinuyim, that's the din that a zav and a zava shouldn't eat together, mefnei hergel aveirah. Shrashi, shle shenino shle yecha torim temeya, mefnei erva, als the erva, because his wife is a neither. The fish like Hutzrachulakach, he didn't have to tell us that. Sheakulon, Oichlin, Chulein Bataira. All the men them is mana Gemara used to eat all the Kulan Bataira. Hoyu. So Hoyu Oichlin in Mishusayim Tumeyas. And when the wife was a Tominida, they didn't eat together. Because if your wife would touch any of your food, she'll be in the time of the food. And at that time they ate Bataira, so that was treated they didn't eat with the wife on tummy. So the Chiddush is when the man is also Tummy, he's a Zav. And then Asuchas Tumma be mutati together. Still, they didn't eat Mishum Hergel Aveira. So the Gemara Kiyotze Boy, Lo Yoichol Zav Porsh, that means the Chosh of the Zav, a Porsh means the Talmud Chochem, like, in Zav Amoritz, with the Zav that's not so makbid on Halochis, he's not Amoritz. Why? Shema Yagalenu Etzlei, maybe he'll come close to you. So for the Gemara, the Chimagal Etzlei Mehevi, what do I care if the Zav Amoritz come close to the Zav Porsh? They're both Tummy right now. What do I care if he comes close? Mashm will touch you, but you're also Tummy right now. That maybe the Zav, our Moritz, will give the Zav Torish tomatoes. For the Gemara, Otto Zav Parus Lav Dvarim Tamei Mochel. Now that he's a Zav and he's Tamei, everything he eats is Tamei anyway. So why not Kamina? What are we afraid? The Zav Amaris will give him something to eat. The Drashi, Otto Zav Parus Lav Dvarim Tamei Kochel. For they call Maga Tamei. It's called the man you're a Zav. Anything you are not a Tumuk, anything you touch becomes Tamei. So whatever you eat is Tamei anyway. So what's the difference if the Zav touch, if the Amaris touches it or you touch it? So why can't he eat together with the Zav Amaris? On Rabbi, the Gzeira is like this. Gzeira Hashem Yachilenu Dvorim Sheinu Musukonim. We're afraid maybe the Amoris will give you tea, Trumas, and Maestris that he didn't take off. Dvorim Sheinu Musukonim. That's an Issa. That there's no Hetta for. That's the Bias Teres. For Rava Rama name, that wouldn't be the Pshat here. For Roiv Amoris Maestrin name. That means the Roiv Amoris takes off Trumas and Maestris. So we don't have the gzera mishum mais wouldn't be a shash of davar shein masukin. Shrashi maisu nein v'lo yigaz rinim gzera l'gzera. We will not make a gzera l'gzera. If you want to make a gzera that you can't eat with him, we about the rov amaratzim take off shumas mais anyway. So the gemara ella, how does a rov learn why shouldn't the zav porish, the choshev zav eat with the zav amorit? El shem yehi rogel etzlov yechlenu dvorm temeyim b'yimei tarosei. Hey, bizman you're a porish, that means when you're tor, you eat everything but tarir, you shouldn't be rugged with the zav amoris. Because this amoris, about when you're both tumma, you are allowed to eat together. Maybe you'll become your friend that'll come to eat with you even when you're tor and he's still tumma. Or even when you're both tor. But since he's an amoris, he's not makbid on tarir. So he'll still have food in his house that he touched when he was a zav. So therefore you shouldn't be rugged with the zav amoris, today that you shouldn't come to eat tumma even when you're tor. That's the pshat. So tomorrow, eat boy of who? Nida. If your wife is a nida, mal shetiyoshon im bailo he be bigdo vu be bigdoi. Are you allowed to sleep together on the same bed? But if you're making a hicker, you're wearing your clothing and she's wearing the clothing. Is there any use to sleeping together about a tashmish? That's also midiraisa. That's a chiyuv.
The meat in one bed, kagoyin shu tomei, that she's tomei, she's a nida. The lekele meichesh mishum tayre, or Rashab can't, when the baal is tomei also. Therefore, there's no shash mishum tayre. Oy bizman hazeh shein boi tayre. Or else bizman hazeh, where we don't eat our food betayre, because everybody come out to the tomei mace, and he can't become tor, so our food is tomei anyway. Is Micha Shinul Hergal Averi? The Shas with your own wife, even though she's a Nida, maybe a Hergal Averi means you'll have Tashmash with her. Oy Duma, Kivan Dika Kera Mitzvah Dchiri. Since you have a Heker that you're both wearing clothing, it'll be a Heker, that's enough Heker to say it's Mutter, even with the Rabbanon, to sleep in the same bed. That's the Shayla. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Toshma Vrin Yeraya. Ho Oif, Chicken, Oyle Im Hagvin Ala Shochen. The latter put it together on the same table, Abavain and Nechel. They're not allowed to eat it together. Divrei Beshamai. It's not Beshamai. It doesn't make the Hachoka to say if one person is eating chicken and one person is eating gvino, they can't eat together on the same table. No. Alright. Just you can't eat it together. But it could both be put up on the same table. Drashi ala shulchan. Shaychol lov mutal laniach basar roif eitz la gvino. You're allowed to put chicken next to cheese. The Gesavri Beshamai. Vosar oif becholov, even chicken if you eat with milk, mamish lav diraisa. It's not midiraisa, only vosar becholov is midiraisa, not chicken. For like Azrinan hallo otu achila. They weren't grazed to have both on top of the table, otu achila. Thus out Beshamai. Beisil loime, beisil loz machmer, beisil loime, loi oilov, loi nechel. No, you're not allowed to have on the same table where you're eating chicken and cheese together. Even though you're only going to eat right now the chicken, of his daughter Xavier, you can't have both of them in front of you on the table. The answer is you have to have a special tablecloth or a special mat, but on the same table you can't have meat, chicken, and milk. So the Chur, you see what? Even though it's only Xavier the Rabbonin, still the Rabbonin made the Basil hold the saucer. Shrashu Basil Oimrim, Shema Mina the Yosa, Chura Din by Yosa then. A man with his wife, when she's in Nida, they shouldn't be together. For you have Achok, you have the Gzeira, maybe they'll come to have Tashmish. So the Gemara notice no Tushtel here. Shani Hostam Delekid Deus. Here, when one person is coming to eat his supper, see if he has in front of him chicken and gvina, we're choshes, even though you're starting to eat the chicken, maybe nobody's there to tell you to stop, not to eat the cheese. You go and eat the cheese. Mashi, and here you have days, though, you have two people. So even if you want to have tashmash with your wife will remind you, though, I'm a need them also now. So maybe that should be mutter. Trashi, dleke, deyos, shnei vina yodim shiaskirun. Time to eat the chicken and cheese. There's no two people there. Zel is there. Who are the nami the muscle shnuni more could give a better pair of the trashi. The leke shinoi lehakeru. There's no shinoi over there. Because there in the middle of the week, they also, any food on top of your table usually eat. So there's a gazera. If you have chicken and you have meat, you have chicken and cheese, maybe we'll eat them both. Mashenkin, here we have a heker. We'll soon see what the heker is that they're wearing clothing. Trashi meal the adifa naka, the field day is leke. More of the value is a better terrorist. You can't bring your raya from cheese and chicken, because there we're talking about nobody is there to stop you. But here, where you have your wife, two people, one will stop the other. So the more hachinami mistarva, I'll bring your raya for this chilik. Teheicha dike deyas, because when you have two people, deyas, one to remind the other, it's mutter. Shani, Shiktani Seifa says, Yav Shimon Gamilaymer, Shnei Aksanoyim, two people have come to eat, two friend people. They don't know one another. They can't eat on the same table. Is oichel nashuchel echa? They're allowed to eat on one table. Ze oichel bosav, ze oichel gvina. We ain't choshen. And we're not choshen, I'll come to eat your cheese. Why not? Because since we're two people here, so I'm eating chicken now. If I'm going to come to eat your cheese, the other person will come and stop you. So you see, when you have two people there, they remind one another. The more of lavit lo, omar avchon barami, omar shmuel, lo shonu el hashem akirin ze ze. When do we say it's called 2 days to remind one another when you're not friendly, you don't know one another? Then, it's a svar, if you eat my cheese, I'll stop you. I have the good terror to stop you now, you're not allowed to. Avo makirin, but when you have two friends eating together, then our makirin says, asurim. When you have two friends eating together on the same table, they're not allowed to eat one milk and one flesh. But we do have the example to come to eat. So, chur of a hochinam makirin says, ninu. Because here, a man and his wife, you makir one another. So you see, even though you have two people, but since you makir one the other, we have the chash that you will do the avera. So Huritzurai should be also then to sleep in the same bed with your wife, even though you're both wearing clothing, even though you're two people. Because we're afraid one won't remind the other, since they're both friends. So the Gemara name still is the chilek. Hochi hashta. Hosam deyasika, by eating on the same table two friends, we say it's author, true you have deyas two people, of a shinu leka, there's no shinui. Namao, what do you eat? Anything on a table you eat. So even though it's your friend's chicken, you're eating cheese, we're choshes, maybe you'll eat your friend's chicken, because all the time it's like that. Whatever's in front of you, you eat. Here with your wife, there's a shinu involved. Not only are there two people, there's also a shinu involved. So Rashi, shinu leka shoichlem b'derech achila. When two people are eating together, two friends on a table, there's no shinu. That's the way you eat. Over here, ikah shinu z'trashi, d'ein derech lishin, sant rashi. What's the derech to sleep, namal? When your wife is tor, ela b'kiravosa. They always sleep b'kiravosa. What does that mean? K'dafid, the posuk says, sheira k'susa v'nosa. Man has three chiyuvim to his wife. Sheira, k'susa, to give a k'sus, and v'nosa as tashmish. What does sheira mean? V'yom amar sheir, ze kiravosa. Even without having tashmish shamita. There's an Indian shera to be carved with your wife with the bosser. Shimoma, if the man says, Iev shel hi be bigdo, bhu be bigdoi, the man says, I can't sleep to you together, kira bosser, at night. I have to have my pajamas on. Is Yaitsev eating ksubis? She has the right to ask for ksubim, the sechta ksubis. For the chiv of the bow, the shera is a trashi, is kira bosser. That means, Lamal he says, he used to sleep without anything, but kira bosser, close to one another. That's where he used to sleep every night by study. So Mela here, when she's a nida, if he's going to be wearing begodim, and she's going to be wearing begodim, that's called a hecker. So maybe that's a mutter. Hey, so it's a chilek between two people eating on a table together. Two people eating two friends on a table together, there's no hecker. Enech nami, one won't remind the other, but you don't have any hecker to tell you to stop. So that's why it's awesome. But here with your wife, since normally they sleep without clothing, they sleep a kira vasar. Now that they're both wearing clothing, that should be a hecker that they know something is different. So there shouldn't be any gzera to come to have tashmish. So maybe it's mutter. We don't know what the law is yet. So the Gemara, shina, ikad the army, something like this. Toshima, bring another raya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, shnei achsan noyim, two people come together to eat. Oichle mashuch and echad ze bosa ze gavina. They're allowed to eat together. V'yitmolo omar avchonim barami yom ha-shmuel l'shonu wa l'shem ha-kirin zezeh. There's only mut if you don't know one another. Then we're not afraid you come to eat from your friend's food, I mean from another person's food, because you don't know him. It's not a shteigah to eat from somebody else's food. Avol ma-kirin zezeh, but with the both friends, then it's rogel. To eat from your friend's food is awesome. So the marva honi bahani nami, here also man and his wife is ma-kirin zezeh ninu. Zachor should be riot also. So the more know the same upshlog. Hosam deus ika shinulekam. By eating together with your friend, true, you have two people, but there's no shinu. That's why it's awesome. Abahocho, ika deus vika shinu. Here you have two milas. There are two people. You know one another, but gefort is a shinu here. Since you're both wearing clothing that's different than usual, maybe it's mutter. So the more toshma, raichnu zemishna. Lo yoichel hazovim azova. Azov should not eat with his wife when she's a zova, mishum hergal avera. Because if you come to be too close with her, we're afraid you come to have tashmish with her. Is hachinami, they is ikah, shinu leka. So the morph still does no rai from there. What do we say? What does the Mishnah say? They're not allowed to eat together. Eating together, that's the way they eat the whole time. So if they eat now, when she's a nida, she's a zova, we're afraid they'll come to have tashmish together. Because there's no shinui. But our shaila here is when they're sleeping in the bed. Since normally they don't wear pajamas, now they're wearing pajamas, that should be heck, and maybe should be mutter. You have no raya that's also yet with the shinui. So Shema, I bring your eye from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk says, Elohorim lo yochal. Elohorim lo Rashi, beperek Elohim, as well from Zahed Mephor Shalom, shloy nisparnes beschus ovis. Means he was a tzaddik, he didn't have to live on the schus ovis. So Hutzruch lakak lefishu tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, means Elohorim. He said, I didn't have to come out the schus ovis lo yochal. I didn't eat beschus ovis. He didn't put his eyes on the miskat of Bnei Beis Yisrael. He never had any znus with Eishas Reyeyu. And he never came close to his own wife when she was a nida. So this passage puts the two dinim together about your friend's wife and your own wife when she's a nida. Is the Chura Makish Isha Nida La Eishas Reyeyu. The same din your wife has when she's a nida as your friend's wife. So my Eishas Reyeyu, just like your friend's wife, that's Chita. Who the big guy? We the big author about it's also touch your friend's wife. About it to sleep in the same bed. Even though wearing pajamas about it, that's also there's aloha af ishta nida. Who was then when your wife was a nida? Who the big guy? He the big guy about it's also. About it's also like to touch to be a cure of also to sleep in the same bed, even though you're wearing pajamas, still it's also. Rashi has a chiddush here. Rashi, my ashes for Yayu. The Osalon Yichud. Rashi learns his goes off Issa Yichud. You ought to be miyachid with your wife's friend, with your friend's wife. Min HaTeira, Chiddush like Rashi, Rashi learns an Issa Mediraisa, Bigdusha Meyamechicha Ben Yimecha. So he's being Zukin Rashi, said there's no Issa Mediraisa on Yichud, Yichud only with the Rabbonin. Rashi Mashmas Yichud Yidiraisa. His male, just like your wife's friend, it's also the Yichud, is who within your own wife, Benidah, Lechul and Rashi, the wife's coming is also an Issa Yichud. That's Isaiah, that's enough in the Gemara that you're allowed to be miyachid when your wife when she's a nida. But this is Shver Rashi Shita. But I call upon him, this is the Gemara's hekesh though for our halacha, I call upon him, that just like with your friend's wife, you can't sleep, a kira vosa, it's who then when your old wife when she's a nida, you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to sleep, a kira vosa. But Sam Yichud, about it's mutter, you're allowed to sleep in the same room. She's not touching. So the Marsh, Yeshma Mina, that's us. So the Gemara pleaded the Rapidos. This Gemara dings around Rapidos. The Yomer Rapidos, the Yosru Torah, whenever the Torah asks any type of Gila Royis, El Kurvo Shagila Royis. The Torah only asks Mamish Tashmish Amita. The Drashi Gila Royis, Tashmish Mamish. The Shar Kurvo, the Afilu Kira Vosim Rabbonhi. Any other thing when you touch even your friend's wife, you touch her, you kiss her, you hug her, it's only Osim Rabbonin. Midirais, it's only Osim Gila Royis. So Melo Zatrashi, Behiba Bigda, Filum Rabbanon Lekla Migzer. Say by Ishta Nida, since you have this hecker, that you have the Bigda, how Rashi, according to Rabbados, would be Mutter. About the Midirais, it's only Yosha, Tashma Shamita. So good, the Rabbanon made Xeri, you shouldn't even touch your friend's wife, or your own wife, neither you should touch her, for you have the hecker, Behiba Bigda, Behiba Bigda, according to Rabbados, that Rashi should be Mutter. Tomorrow, Taka says, please, the Rabbados. Malach, we Taka Paschal, it's also, we have Paschal, not like Rabbados. Yes. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ish, El Kol She'er Besarva Loisikrivu, Legalis Erva. So the only Issa, HaTorah is only Tasma Shamita, that's what's also. Kissing and hugging and touching, that's not Midirais, it's only Midirabonim. So the Mar'ula, When Ula used to come home from shul, from Beis Medrash, from learning, used to kiss his sister. Some say on the breast. Some say on the hands. So Ula was makel to kiss his sister. So the Gemara pleaded the day of the day. The theory in Ula himself. The Yama Ula himself says, Afilu shum kurvasa. Yishnom the Rabbanan, any type of touching, any ervizasa, any type of kurva, even kissing. Mishum, the pasuk says, lech amirin ziris kos chor, the kamal esikra. We tell a nazir that since midiraisi you're not allowed to eat, drink wine, we tell you, go away, don't even come near the kerem, don't come near the vineyard. That's the Rabbanan dekir sachoka. Zuwa then he also, any aroy, that's also, they have tashmash on you, but the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to touch them, you're not allowed to kiss them. So who is the kasha? Ula and Ula. Ula himself holds you not allowed to kiss, right? Even your sister when she's bigger. So how did he himself kiss his sister? So Tari said, the Torah says like this. So he says, "Buhu Ula, who are you day about me? He knew by himself shloyovu dehiru shetsadi gomer hoya could yarmina perik basic subis Rav Adam Arava machid lo akatsve merakid." When they went to chasam, used to pick up the kala and carry them on the shoulders. He used to pick up the kala, throw them up. Omle Rabbonin, Anna Mal Nebrochis Rabbonin, Esther Rashiva, we let also take the kala and put the kala on top of our shoulders. Omle, Idam Lechoy, Kikshu Lechaya, if the kala would be doing with you like a piece of wood, it'll be mutter. Viloy Loy. Now the main mitzvah said, the Rebbe told them, to us, we have no hero at all. We have no type at all. The kala is mamish like a piece of wood. So for us, Lashem Shemayim, we picked them up to dance with them to give them a simcha. Or you, you have some hero resources. That stands here in Ula also. Ula himself was such a big tzaddik at the Madrega that he had no hero at all. So for him it was mutter garma to kiss the sister, to kiss the roi. As Rabbanan didn't make the gzera on such a tzaddik like that. It's only also midiraisa tashma shamita. Anything else is mutter midiraisa. The Rabbanan made the gzera not to go near them. That's only for a normal person that does have hero. But Ula was such a big tzaddik, he had no hero of him was mutter. Right. Tony de Elio. Elio said over Maisa, Lechur is the Maisa de Elio and Novi. Maisa b'Talmud Echot. Sheshona Harbi learned a lot. The Korah Harbi learned a lot of Mikra. The Shimish Tami de Chom. He learned a lot of Gemara. He learned very stark. Elchom Harbi. Umeis b'chati yomav. He died. He was 35, 40. He died half of the life. He died. Died early. Voice Ishta in the Telus Philip. So his wife was very brave. He felt very bad about it. She took his tefillin. She went to all the shuls and bought him a drashas. For Yomru Lehem, she asked all the Rashivas, all the Rabbanim. See, but Torah says in the Torah, it says if you learn Torah, you'll have a Riches Yomim, a Bailim, my own husband, Shoshana Harbi, the Korah Harbi.